Van Morrison on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. A little moon dance to start things off. Good morning, Tommy.
Nothing better than Van Morrison in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. I was trying to think real quickly, but
like a Robert Duvall line, you know. Nothing like the smell of napalm in the morning. Nothing like the sound of Van Morrison in the morning.
Okay, I'm trying to draw the connection between the two. I'm missing it, but that's okay. You do that to me a lot.
Well, I do that to everybody because everybody around the table is now looking at me like, "What?"
Yeah, and we do have folks around the table.
We
have Princeska. I love that name.
I love that name.
Princeska Du, and also no stranger to this place, and a guy that got me the greatest ride of my life, Don Arias.
That would be, for the record, that's an airplane ride.
Yeah, it was. It was the greatest ride, man. Not a plane. This is a jet.
Anymore, you really have to be specific about that.
Well, I'm just saying.
You really do.
This is a family show, and everybody knows better. But yes, and it's been over a year, and I still like smiling about it. So,
and I got to tell you, Scott, you were one of our best passengers ever. I mean,
what
really?
Can I say?
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of people get out of the back of that T-38.
Yeah,
this is
okay.
Me. Oh, why you were talking about me? I'm a legend now.
He is a legend because I got to tell you, a lot of people pour themselves out of the back seat of a T-38. He actually hopped out of it and was high-fiving people. So,
Don, I had to convince him. He said, "Tom, you go. I don't want to do this. You go." And I said, "No, you're passing up a chance here. You need to suck it up. Put on your big boy britches and go."
I didn't want to do it.
He really did not want to do it, and I stood in the hallway outside his office and convinced him he needed to just suck it up and do that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because he did really well at it, you know? And to tell you the truth, to look at him, you think, nah, this guy would evaporate, but no, he did great.
No, I didn't evaporate. And when we got done, the pilot asked, "Hey, what do you think?" And I said, "I think we need to fuel up and go back again."
Yeah, that pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it was great stuff. So do definitely appreciate that.
Well,
couple of important news things to mention before we get to why these folks are here. One, Barbara Bush, former First Lady, passed away yesterday afternoon.
Former First Lady and former First Mama.
Yes.
One of the only, the second person to have achieved that in the history of this country.
That's right.
Mama Adams did as well, as you know.
That would be Abigail.
That would be. And sort of the matriarch of the Bush dynasty. No matter what you thought of the Bushes, you had to like Barbara. I mean, you had to like the whole thing with the faux pearl necklace and all of that. I mean, I suppose she's rich enough she could have real, but I heard they were faux.
Anyway, she was a classy lady.
She was a classy lady, and even had enough left at 91 to go out and campaign for Jeb on his
Absolutely.
Last attempt. So she's a great lady. We'll miss her, seeing her.
One of the things that I really appreciated about her is, was known to be fiercely protective of her boys, including George Sr. And that after he got thumped pretty convincingly by Bill Clinton in 92? Is that when that was? After he got out of office, they developed a really great relationship. And, she was, Bill was her other son, kind of. It's kind of weird, but, they developed a mutual respect and they worked together.
And as ex-presidents, Clinton and Bush had developed quite the friendship as well. I'm sure that was in part orchestrated by Barbara.
Yeah.
Good lady. I think she was the driving force behind getting those two guys to go out and do some good in the world.
Sure. Another death that happened, I think, Monday night, so we didn't get to talk about it yesterday due to the county commission meeting, and that was the star of one of my favorite TV shows growing up, Harry Anderson, who was
Night
Court. And what a quirky, odd show it was, but I think that fit my personality.
I was more of a Marky Post fan.
How could you not be?
Yeah. Yeah. But he was a pretty entertaining guy. And a magician, too.
Yes, and he's the one who introduced me to the music of Mel Torme. Because his character was a fan of Mel Torme, but also Harry Anderson was as well. And Mel Torme appeared several times on that show. That's where I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's where I learned to like Mel Torme. Chestnuts roasting on an...
I prefer Marissa, but that was just...
There you go. You got the buzzer.
I was looking for a buzzer, and I got it.
There you go. But we have Princeska and Don in the studio. We're talking this morning about... What do you got for us?
We're talking about a couple things, but we brought Princeska along because she works at the Airman and Family Readiness Center at Tyndall Air Force Base.
And what is that?
Well, I knew you'd ask that.
I thought you would.
Well, maybe Francesca has a better definition.
Well, the Eminent Family Readiness Center is the cornerstone of the family support services at Tyndall. And our goal is to help service members and families enhance their military readiness and their quality of life. We basically direct the relationship between the military members' ability to accomplish the mission while at the same time trying to help them with their families' life experiences. So we have a lot of programs that we use to help promote a positive family environment, such as providing guidance and assistance to service members that are transitioning out of the military, to helping family members with finding jobs in the area. It's one of the main programs that I do. I help spouses find military spouses find jobs in the community, help them with resumes. We also help family members with service members with family service members with families that have special needs through a program that's called the Exceptional Family Member Program.
So, you know, Scott, you know, it's not just an airman that serves. It's the whole family that serves. And a lot of these families are they're just like, you know, the general population for the most part, and they have exceptional family members. And I was one of those I wasn't the family member with a disability, although I do have a son who's disabled.
Well, we could debate that. I just...
Now that the conversation's deteriorated, but... the truth of the matter is, I was a recipient of that. You know, the Exceptional Family Member Program is a benefit to military families because sometimes you can get orders and you'll go to a place where they may not have the services that your kid needs. Maybe your kid has a health condition.
Sure.
Maybe your kid has autism or Downs or whatever. You know, before you go to that next duty location, this program will assure you that, okay, all the services you need to keep your kid healthy are there.
That's perfect.
And it's just a wonderful program.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about that. We've got James Brown coming up as well and a vinyl play of the day and plenty to unpack here with all of this. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. I think he's excited. Yeah, James Brown?
I think he got up.
He was a pretty mellow performer, wasn't he?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know when I was introduced to him for the first time? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Come on, you got to know.
No.
Rocky.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Didn't he perform? Yeah. He performed Living in America.
I guess you didn't get out from underneath that rock you lived under. Oh, I remember where you grew up now. Never mind.
Actually, and he was also, he was in Blues Brothers, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was.
Yes, he was. That my two places I was introduced to James Brown, neither of them bad places.
You know, he never did a lot of advertising here to protect his brand, but he did a lot of advertising in Japan.
Really?
So you can go out on YouTube and just Google up James Brown miso soup. It's hysterical.
You're tempting me.
James Brown in Japanese.
While I'm doing that, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the service that you guys are providing here?
Well, you know, the Airmen and Family Readiness Center is, as the name implies, is all about families. And what happens is, and Francesca probably is a lot smarter about this than I am, is that when families move around, the military member has a job wherever they go.
Correct.
Where other people, like
don't.
Say...
Yeah.
Wives and dependents, they don't have jobs, you know? So she helps them get placed.
So oftentimes when a service member moves, they get orders, they PCS to Tyndall or wherever they're going, a spouse has to resign from that position and get to the new place and start all over.
Right.
And it happens every few years. And then when you get to your new location, you're like, okay, where do I go? Who's hiring?
Sure.
I need help with my resume. Well, that's one of the services that we provide. I actually myself sit down with spouses and I help them. We have female and male spouses.
Right, of course.
So there are a lot of male military spouses out there. Hello, if you're listening. I help them with their resumes. A lot are looking for private sector positions or federal, meaning they want to stay on the base and get a job on base. I help them with their resumes. I help them figure out where to search. There's different places to search. You know, there's one website for federal jobs. It's usajobs.gov. And then for private sector resumes, there's positions. There's several search engines out there.
And she works with local career source people. And
yes.
So you're all networked into the community.
Yeah. So I coordinate with the Career Source Center on a daily basis. Well, I won't say daily, but hi, Shay, if you're listening. we work with them. We actually had a Bay County job fair this past February. We collaborate with other agencies and employers and try and help spouses find positions in the area, because I myself, military spouse, I know what I'm talking about. This is personal.
Oh, sure. And how long have you been here?
Since 2015. We arrived here 2015.
Where'd you guys come from?
Sky Air Force Base in Illinois.
I know exactly where that's at.
You know it.
Yeah, that's from my home area.
Really? Where?
I grew up in Greenville.
Okay.
So I went to many air shows at Sky Air Force Base.
Do you miss the concrete?
No. I don't. I like it here.
I miss Scott, but I'm getting used to the beach.
My current favorite Air Force base is Tyndall.
Really?
In part because they gave me a ride. So the media guy there is a little iffy, but
they don't. He just likes them because they don't lock him up when he tries to get on base. I mean, that's always a downer for him.
Yeah. Well, that's not good. You don't want to get locked up.
Do you also? And you might have mentioned this, and I might have missed it in the description. Do you help families find homes as well, or just jobs? In
jobs.
Services.
We can give them information on who, like the housing office, who to contact for homes, but we do not help them actually.
Yeah, that's a whole separate office.
Is it? I imagine. Yeah. I mean, these are big undertakings. I mean, you're moving an entire family in some cases. And I mean, really, the service is incredible to know that that on the other end, when you get to where you're going, somebody's going to be there to help somebody find a job, make sure that you've got the services that you need for your kiddos. Mm-hmm. I assume you talk about schools and all of that.
Just about everything. And if we don't provide the service, we know who to refer the family members to for whatever their need is. We see spouses that are interested in school, or they're not sure what route they want to take. Okay, I was doing this and now I want to do something different, or how do I find a school in the area, or how do I get tuition paid for? Now, we do not pay for tuition.
Of course.
We provide guidance on where they can go to get the information that they need. And oftentimes, people don't know that we exist.
This is new to me.
Or that they know we exist, but they don't know that we can help them or how we can help them. So we just want the families to know that we are here. We support military spouses, too. And, you know, it's not always about the service member. Spouses matter, too. So
absolutely.
We help them as well.
This is some great information coming from Tyndall Air Force Base, so don't go anywhere. We're going to talk some more. I want to mention that programming today on 90.7 is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at cordellwealthmanagement.com. We've got a quick song from George Thorogood and the Destroyers and a weather forecast coming your way here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Great movie there, Tommy. That's the Pinball Wizard. You've seen it, Tom?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you have. Don, you seen the movie, Tommy?
Actually, yeah. It was kind of disturbing.
You think?
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But I'm a disturbed person, so.
Yeah.
Elton did a great job on that
movie.
Yes,
he did. Producers, have you guys ever seen Tommy?
Too young.
Required watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great rock opera.
I've never seen it, but I can say I was a Pinball Wizard.
Yeah?
A couple years ago, I was.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I think we need a pinball machine.
I think I just saw Gauntlet being thrown
down. Yes, and we need a pinball machine.
We do.
I think we can get that out of some fund or something, right? Or a donation, Tom?
I'll bring my quarters.
Well, you know, if we can actually have quarters in it, maybe that's a different thing. It could be a fundraiser for the radio station. We'll put one at the student center.
I want one right up there. Here.
No, you can't have one.
Why?
Because it makes too much noise while we're trying to do radio. Sorry.
That's true. Lots of bells on those things.
Mm-hmm. Killjoy.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, we're talking this morning with Francesca.
No?
Did I say it right? No.
Princesca.
Just remember princess.
I was trying.
Yeah, you're in the presence of royalty, by the way.
Oh,
really?
I wish.
And Don Arias.
You know, Don, her making us genuflect when he walked by, which is good. That was a bit much, okay?
Hey, I thought so.
You know the only difference between me and the Pope?
Right.
You only have to kiss the Pope's ring.
Oh.
Right. Somebody
there it is. You went there. I knew that was
you get
going,
two.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I can drink my coffee and hit the buzzer.
Multi-talented, yes. Multitasking. There's one thing I did want to mention about, I know we were talking about, you know, getting jobs for spouses and stuff, but if we can double back on the Exceptional Family Member program.
Yes.
They have an event this weekend on Saturday, and it's a special needs equine therapy camp for the Tyndall special needs community. So the event's open to all special needs dependents and siblings, active duty, reserve, guard, Department of Defense civilians, anybody with an ID card.
Retirees also.
Retirees as well. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Retirees. They can all go to this therapy camp.
Where's it at?
Well, let's see.
It's going to be at Tyndall at the Youth Center. Well, it's on Tyndall Air Force Base at the Youth Center.
Do they have horses there typically, or are they bringing shipping those guys in?
They're shipping them in.
Riding them in.
They're flying on a jet of some nature, right?
Yeah. That plane you were on.
Yeah. But they're not going to squeeze in that thing.
Yeah. And they'll have the horseback riding there, but they're going to also have some other activities there, like bounce houses and food and pony painting. I don't even know what pony painting is. I guess they paint ponies?
Well, no, I don't think they're painting the actual pony.
Yeah, because I think PETA would get involved at that point.
I think so.
I don't think they're painting the pony, but probably a picture of a pony.
Okay, I got
sure,
you.
Sure, but all I don't think it's the pony.
Well, that's because I think like face painting, pony painting.
Maybe they're painting pony faces on the ponies. I'm not painting the whole pony. A little bit of a pony.
But at any rate,
they'd have to be some very patient ponies, let me tell you.
The pre-registration is required if you're going to attend this event on Saturday with your special needs kid for this horse therapy camp. You just go to the Facebook page. Tyndall has a Facebook page, and it's the Tyndall Family Support Facebook page. Or you can just call 283-4204. 283-4204, and you can register over the phone or online and get your kids out there. Oh, by the way, it's absolutely free.
That's awesome, too. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking special needs, we're talking, you know, autism, we're talking any physical disability that a kid might have as well.
That's all, everything.
And again, your program helps connect new people coming into the community with services that can help out their kids and make sure that they continue the services that they had where they were from.
Yes. Yes. Oftentimes, they when they come into the area before they arrive at Tyndall, the EFMP coordinator, EFMP Exceptional Family Member Program, will know that they're coming in and they coordinate with the family prior to arrival to see if the services that they need are here.
Sure.
And they work with them that way.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's an excellent program to be able to offer to our servicemen and women as they, because I can't relate because I'm not a member of the military, but I imagine being uprooted however many years that happens, that's a lot to start all over again from the beginning.
Yes, and for myself, we have two boys that they had a speech therapy.
Sure.
So prior to every release we would go to, we had to go through the process and see if they had a speech language pathologist available for them. And I mean, they did, but for some place, from some individuals, they may not have that service.
Right.
But for us, we were able to get our needs met.
Well, Bay County rocks, and we have a lot of those support services for folks, and I'm glad that we do.
Yeah, there's a lot here. And it also, you know, I think this program says a lot about the Air Force, too.
Sure.
That they're willing to accommodate these families. You know, it's not just about, you know, air power.
And how old is this program? I mean, how long has the Air Force been doing this?
Oh,
it's relatively new. I want to say 10 years, 15 years. I don't know. Good question.
That's a very good question. I honestly do not know the answer to that.
That's why this is the hot seat.
I know it is.
I do my research and come up with questions that no one has answers to.
If you did your research, how old are they there?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're supposed to answer that.
I thought you said you did research.
Well, no.
You could have one of these. You're flanked by student producers. They could be scurrying off to get that information.
You're funny.
We could be.
You're funny.
Okay.
But instead, I did do my research on the vinyl play of the day, or at least one of them, because if we have time, we'll squeeze in Caleb's as well.
Okay.
We can do two. This one made its appearance about a year before I did, a little bit more than that, December 13th, 1977. And it's a little disco tune. So, Tom, you might want to get your platforms out and get ready to go.
I didn't bring my platform shoes today. I didn't know that.
Oh, jeez. I think I know what you're playing.
This is from the movie Saturday Night Fever. It's a little bit of the Bee Gees on vinyl right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. This is Staying Alive.
Use my walk, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. The music loud.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and that is Vinyl Play of the Day, and that's Staying Alive. A little music there from the Bee Gees.
I have a feeling I'm watching producer Caleb over here. We might be about to get experienced. I'm not sure.
Shouldn't let him around electricity.
Yeah, really. Stop that. I'm going to take that off that machine.
Don, though, great dancing during that. That was
thanks
impressive.
So much.
I wish we would have got that on video.
It's a little trick I learned in high school.
I was just surprised you brought those platform shoes with you, Don. I mean, that was really looking ahead.
I'm that tall?
I didn't know you were 6'3".
It takes a little extra effort on my part.
So what else is going on out at Tyndall?
So we have a resume workshop coming up on May 22nd for military spouses, and that's where I actually, myself and another colleague, we will help military spouses with creating federal resumes and also informing them about the priority placement program for military spouses, which is gives them a hiring preference for federal jobs. So we'll tell them about that process and how they get registered and registered into the program and learn how to search for jobs that have that criteria.
Sure.
So, and that's coming up on May 22nd from 8 o'clock until 12. And all they need to do is give our office a call at 850-283-4204 to get signed up.
Excellent. Don, anything else that you've got going on out there?
I got to tell you, I just appreciate everything you guys do for us. You know, this is not an official endorsement from the Air Force, but it's an endorsement from Don Arias for being
whatever
so
that's worth.
That's worth.
That well, we appreciate.
You could just leave us the platform shoes, Don. I'd be happy with that.
We don't say it enough, but we appreciate what you guys do out there for us. I mean, I know that you know the pilots and everybody who's out there, the entire crew out at Tyndall, they're not just sitting around doing nothing. I mean, they're training. I don't know where they come at in defense of anything comes this way, but I do feel a little better knowing that we've got some big guns, so to speak, in our backyard
here.
We're
training. We're operationally engaged. You know, I'm real proud to still be part of it. And you'll never work with with the possible exception of this studio, you'll never work with a greater bunch of people.
Yeah,
you know.
No, our time out there, and you know, I don't have a lot of reason to go out to Tyndall and just hang out. I think that someone might come along and put me away if I just start hanging and loitering around there. But my time out there was spent with some very kind people. Everybody was helpful and had a good sense of humor, especially when you're training for a flight, there could be some adverse experiences by some.
Well, you know, they're true professionals.
Yeah, they are,
and we take our job seriously out there. But we take ourselves lightly, and that's real important.
That was a good experience.
And you guys have some great medical personnel on base too.
Absolutely,
top notch.
We got world class medical people out there, and facilities, which is undergoing a bazillion dollar renovation at the clinic. So.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
So, and you guys are getting ready to do like a flyover over there too. Is that a done deal, or is that just sort of still in the works a little bit?
Yeah, still in the works a little bit, but. But yeah, it's on the drawing board to do that flyover 98.
Because that's pretty helpful for you all. Because I mean, how maybe you don't know the answer to this, but how common is it to have a major roadway through the middle of an Air Force base?
Well, just drive down to Eglin, not Eglin, but to Hurlburt Field on 98. They got the exact same situation where the base is bisected like that. So they built a flyover, and we'll have something very similar to that.
Do they have any idea when they might get started with that?
They don't know all the details.
Question for Ian.
But I'll tell you one thing that's coming up in July. We're going to have a change of command out there. Our Colonel Hernandez, who you might have met or at least heard about, a great guy. He's going on to bigger and better things. And Colonel Laidlaw, our vice commander, will become our commander on July 27th.
How often does this happen?
Every several years.
Every 2 years?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years. Okay. Every 2 to 3 years. And that's the military lifestyle. They come, they go, and they try to leave the place a better place than which they found it. And certainly Colonel Hernandez has checked off that square.
Very good.
Yeah.
And do you know where he's going off to?
I think he's retiring.
Oh, hey.
I know he's selected for general.
Really?
And I think he's retiring instead. So,
that's a good promotion.
Yeah.
General, that's what you can call me.
There you go. General Scott.
Admiral?
Not going to happen.
No? Fine.
Scotty was a commander. Yeah. except in TNG and the Dyson Sphere thing, then at that point he had become a captain.
I have no idea what you're talking about at this point.
Am I correct on that? Looking at my Star Trek expert over
here. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Awesome stuff.
Something like that.
Anyway, exceptional family member program. You know about it. If you're a military member with an exceptional family member.
Is there a website?
There certainly is.
You can go to www.325fss.com/AFRC.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, or just go to their Facebook page as well. You know, there's Facebook is the Tyndall Family Support. Just Google that up. Just look for Family Support and you'll find it.
Excellent. Again, thank you for what you guys do, and pass that along to the rest of the crew out at Tyndall. That from us here, we appreciate what the services you all provide to protect us and the rest of the nation, and what it does for the community. And I'm glad that we're part of a community that can give back too.
Well, it's an honor to serve out there, and thanks for your time, guys.
Really, thanks for having us.
We're not quite done yet, so you can't run away.
Okay.
All right. This is her first time, so
oh yeah,
not running.
You've done a fantastic job, producer. What do you have for me?
We have Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix, one of the albums that we dug out of the vinyl vault a couple weeks ago and we held on to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Little Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he never had a number one hit.
Did he not?
I think number 10 was as high as he ever got.
How many albums did he put out?
About two or three.
I thought it was one, but is it two or three?
I think it was two.
Okay.
We'd have to check that, but I think it was two. He really... that candle burned out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did.
He also served in the Army.
Did he really?
He was in the 101st Airborne.
Now, that I didn't know.
He was. Yes, he was.
Somehow that fits.
He was in a support position. I don't think he was actually an airborne guy,
right,
but he was assigned to the 101st Airborne back in the 60s.
Interesting. Yeah. He also played his guitar upside down because he was left-handed.
Yes.
It gave it some sort of interesting sound because of the pickups on his guitar. I don't think they changed those. Mm-hmm. It was a right-handed guitar. You're the guitar guy, so I thought maybe you'd know. No?
No.
Anyway. Well, here's another vinyl play of the day as we come up on 10 o'clock. Again, thank you both for coming in. And tell everyone out at Tyndall, thank you.
Thank you.
So here's a little Jimi Hendrix. What'd you say, Wes?
Slow intro.
We got that. That's fine. More vinyl right here on The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.
Come on.